I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Justice advocates and lawmakers are calling on the Trump administration to put a family reunification plan in place for the thousands of children taken from their parents while crossing the southern U.S. border. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Democratic State Senator Brian Benjamin's East Harlem district includes the Cayuga Center, where he says 239 immigrant children taken from their parents are receiving services. He's especially concerned about a baby there.
9 months of age, separated from their mother at the border, brought to New York from Texas.
He also says a 9-year-old Honduran boy seeking asylum was bused here from Texas.
Put on a bus. 2,000-mile journey to New York.
More than 2,300 children were taken from their families at the border in recent weeks. A senior Trump administration official said hundreds of them have been reunited since May. Julie Walker, New York.
Turks voted Sunday in a presidential and parliamentary election that posed the biggest ballot box change and challenge to Tayyip Erdogan and his Islamist-rooted AK party since they swept to power more than a decade and a half ago. The vote will also usher in a powerful new executive presidency long sought by Erdogan. According to officials, an explosion at a campaign rally for Zimbabwe's president that injured 49 people will not delay next month's election. Zimbabwe President Emmerson Mnangagwa escaped injury in that explosion in a campaign rally on opposition stronghold. State media called the attack an assassination attempt. The president said there have been so many attempts on his life that he's used to them. This is VOA News. The U.S. military has relocated wooden coffins containing the remains of 100 American soldiers who have been missing